This is Ethically Speaking.
Some of our listeners have asked about the foundations of ethics.
And so today, we take a look at excuses.
Well, Dean, it's time for New Year's resolutions.
Woohoo!
Listeners everywhere are determined to quit smoking, eat less, exercise more. Maybe we can use today's program to talk about how people should resolve to be more ethical.
I don't know, Denny. Becoming more ethical works one day at a time, just like most resolutions. Just saying that you're going to be more ethical doesn't cut it. Aristotle tells us that we become just by doing just acts, and courageous by doing courageous acts. But rather than practicing being ethical, many people seem to practice avoiding responsibility.
Okay then, let's give people a handful of excuses that don't justify unethical behavior. If we remind people that avoiding or denying ethical responsibility doesn't work, maybe more people will struggle harder to do the right thing.
Huh. Okay, excuses that people use to get themselves off the hook, like, it's not unethical if you are not aware of a law or policy that prohibits the action.
Yeah, that's a lousy excuse. An action is wrong because it causes unjustified harm. Those actions are wrong whether or not there were rules against them. But here's one for you.
Okay.
How about that age-old excuse that everyone's doing it?
All right, now the problem with that excuse is that, factually, it's not true that literally everyone is doing it, but only those people whom you want to notice. In addition, even if everyone is doing it, that still doesn't make the action right. Okay, how about this one? It's not unethical if no one else knows about it.
Ah, the Bart Simpson defense. Nobody saw me and you can't prove anything. The problem with that excuse is that it completely ignores what ethical behavior is all about. First, ethics is the mark of what you do when no one is watching. Next, people need to judge the ethics of their actions based on good internal reasoning about what's right and wrong. The one person who's always watching my behavior is me.
Right. The world becomes a better place one individual decision at a time. So perhaps the better resolution is for all of us to practice being the best people we can be, one decision at a time.
I'll drink to that.
Here is next week's topic. Sometimes we act out of fear. Is fear ever a good reason for making a choice of action?
Respond anonymously to this and other upcoming topics at our website, ethicallyspeaking.org.
This show is produced by the Practical Ethics Center at the University of Montana and the Department of Journalism at the University of South Florida. Music by Eric Hutchins.
I'm Denny Elliott.
And I'm Dean Ritz for Ethically Speaking.